We welcome you all again with His Grace, Bishop Youssef, the Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Diocese of Southern United States. We'll continue with this unique character, John the Baptist, today. You mentioned, Sayyidina, in the last episode that John the Baptist was characterized being the Baptist because he baptized our Lord Jesus Christ. The question here, Sayyidina, was our Lord Jesus Christ in need to be baptized? Why he submitted himself to the baptism of our Lord Jesus, to the baptism of John the Baptist?
Of course, the Lord was not in need of baptism, especially the baptism of John was baptism of repentance. And there are many reasons why the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized or accepted the baptism. But I'd like to focus today on one important reason. And to understand this reason, I want to differentiate between two words, Jesus and Christ. The word Jesus is His name. That is the name was given to Saint Mary from Archangel Gabriel. His name will be called Jesus, which means Savior, because He will save His people. Christ is not a name. Christ is a title. Means the chrismated one or the anointed one. So He was anointed. That's why He is called the Christ. There are two questions here. When He was anointed and why He was anointed? When He was anointed, on the day of His baptism, when the Holy Spirit came upon Him to anoint Him to be the Christ, the Messiah, He was anointed. And when the Lord entered the temple and they gave Him the book of Isaiah, and He read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me." So He said, today, these words are fulfilled, because He was anointed by the Spirit. And also, in one of the Psalms of the third hour, we read, "You are anointed with the oil of joy more than your companions." And this is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who was anointed by the oil of joy. So why He was anointed? In the Old Testament, we find that the anointment was for the kings, the prophets, and the priests. What does it mean, the prophet? The prophet, the function of the prophet is to carry a message from God and deliver this message to the people. That's what the prophet does. St. Paul says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God in the former days spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. Now He's speaking to us through His Son. The same we read it in the Gospel of St. John. God the Father, nobody has seen Him. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, has revealed Him to us. So, because Jesus told us about God the Father, revealed God the Father to us, God the Father now is speaking to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. So, He is the prophet.
So it shows us, Sayyidina, that our Lord Jesus Christ as a prophet. It reminds me with the gifts that were presented to our Lord Jesus Christ in the manger. Which one would be related to His prophecy?
I think the myrrh here, because although the myrrh represents His suffering, but the myrrh has a sweet smelling. You know, and as the Lord revealed to us the sweet aroma of the Father, another point also on his crucifixion, actually, the Father smelled him as a sweet aroma. So by revealing God's will in our salvation, by revealing God's love to us, by revealing God's care for us, so actually we smell the sweet aroma of the Father through the prophecy of the Son, through the revelation of the Son about the Father.
So as a prophet, and as what else said?
Also, he was anointed as a king. But as a king, he should have a throne. And the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ was the cross. As we say in the Psalm, he reigned on the tree. The kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ started on his crucifixion. Not as some denominations teach that the millennium will start when he comes. But actually the millennium already started on the day of his crucifixion. As we read in Colossians chapter 1, St. Paul says, he transferred us, transferred in the past tense, to the kingdom of the Son of his love. So already the kingdom is established. St. Paul also spoke about the kingdom of the Son in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And he differentiated between the kingdom of the Son and the kingdom of the Father. He said the Son will reign until he submit all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy will be submitted is death. And after this, the Son will deliver the kingdom to God the Father. And this explains to us when we say the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, actually we're addressing the Father. That's why we conclude by saying, in Jesus Christ our Lord. And when we say, thy kingdom come in the future, here we're speaking about the kingdom of the Father, because the kingdom of the Son already started on the day of his crucifixion. And Archangel Gabriel said to St. Mary that his kingdom shall have no end. So the Lord Jesus Christ here is a true king. He is the King of Kings. And now he transferred us after we're under Satan, because Satan was the prince of the world. Now he set us free and transferred us to his kingdom.
So as a king also, Sayyidina, this definitely will relate to the gold that has been presented to our Lord Jesus Christ in the manger. Is that true, Sayyidina?
Exactly. So they give him the myrrh as a prophet, as they give him the gold as a king. And now we will come to the third function of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was anointed as a prophet, was anointed as a king, and he was anointed as the high priest. The high priest. As I said, the function of the prophet is to carry the message from God to the people. What is the function of the priest? It is the opposite. It's actually to carry the message of the people and offer it to God. Priest is presbyter, and presbyter from the word presbyia, which means to intercede, intercessor. So if the prophet all the time delivered a message from God to the people, the priest delivered a message from people to God. So the place of the priest is in front of the altar. That's why Samuel, as a priest, he said, as for me, far be it for me to sin against God and to cease to pray for you. He understood his function, main function, is to pray. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the high priest. But he did not come from the tribe of Levi. He came from the tribe of Judah, which is the tribe of the kings, because he is a king. That's why he came on the order of Melchizedek. Now, it is impossible, actually, for the Jews, for anybody from the Jews, to be a king and to be a priest at the same time. But the Lord Jesus Christ became a king and a priest because he came on a different order, the order of Melchizedek, not the order of Levi, Aaron. And as a king, what did he offer? He offered himself as a sacrifice. As St. Cyril says, the Lord Jesus Christ is both the high priest and the sacrifice. And we say in the hymn of Phi Eta Inf, this is he who offered himself a sacrifice. So the Lord Jesus Christ as the high priest came and offered himself as a sacrifice. That's why in the Divine Liturgy, it is not a new offering. It is impossible for us to offer the Lord Jesus Christ. But actually, we celebrate the offering. We enter into the sacrifice that he offered, you know, himself 2,000 years ago. So the priest here leads the people to relive and to enter into this sacrifice. Because this sacrifice is beyond the realm of time and place. It's outside the realm of time and place because it's the offering of the Son of God. That's why you can enter it at any moment. You know, and we relive this sacrifice. But I cannot say I offer. When we offer, actually, I offer you the counsels of my freedom, as we see in St. Gregory liturgy. And as a high priest, the three wise men, the wise men give him what? Incense. So actually, in their gifts, they prophesied that he is a king, he is a prophet, he is the high priest. This takes me back to Leviticus chapter 2 when we speak about the offering of the flour. You will find the flour is mixed with oil and anointed with oil. Mixed with oil, as you know, oil represents the Holy Spirit. So mixed with oil, because the Son is one with the Holy Spirit. And in his incarnation, he was incarnated from the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. So when we speak about the flour which represented the Lord Jesus Christ, the wheat, the bread of life, so the flour is mixed with oil because the Son was born from Saint Mary and the Holy Spirit. And anointed with oil, the day of this anointment was his baptism. He was anointed with the oil as our high priest, as our king, and as our prophet. And that's why on this day, the Father testified for the Son and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, because he is a king who will submit all the enemies and then will deliver the kingdom to me. And he is the prophet who will carry my message to the people. And he is the high priest who reconciles the people with me and bring them back to me. And St. Paul in Romans chapter 8 spoke about how the Lord Jesus Christ intercedes on our behalf before the Father. Intercedes by his own blood. He entered into the Holy of the Holies by his own blood to intercede on our behalf before the Father.
Thank you, Sayyidina. This was essential for our Lord Jesus Christ to be baptized. If God revealed Himself in John the Baptist, He can reveal Himself in you. Thank you.